This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Okay, that's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
It's a Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo Beans.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday. Woo-hoo. Here on American Family Radio. Thanks for joining us on AFR. All right, Jim Stanley's with us this morning. Good morning, Brother Jim.
Good morning, sir. How goes it?
Filling in for the...
For Ed Vitagliano.
Yeah.
Effervescent.
Effervescent is the word we were looking for.
That's right. You look up effervescent in the dictionary, and it's got a picture of Ed right there beside the word.
So Brian must be next to him, because, you know, that's what Brian says every day when he comes on Focal Point.
Effervescent?
Effervescent. That's one of the synonyms he uses.
Effervescent. That sounds like a bush my wife wants me to plant.
That or the bubbles in Alka-Seltzer.
Hey, you can't go golfing this afternoon. I got some effervescence I need you to put out there by the Crepe Myrtles. You got me? Hey, JJ Jasper, how you doing, Brother JJ?
I'm doing good, and I just want to go on record by saying the dry eraser board is one of the most remarkable inventions ever.
The dry eraser board?
There's got to be a story here.
One of the most remarkable.
Remarkable.
One of the most remarkable inventions ever.
Hey, I shouldn't use that as a riddle.
There you go.
I shouldn't use that as a riddle. All right, thanks for joining us here on the program. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University. Class is in session. I don't know. We don't use a gavel. What do
need
we use?
Need a school bell.
Ring a school bell.
Go ahead. Ring a school bell, Adam. Adam's refusing to
ring. I tell you what we do have. We don't have a school bell, but we do have another kind of bell.
That's
which
true.
We're going to ring momentarily. All right. So, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Jim.
Yes, sir. Let me put that coffee down.
Give us the ground rules for the show today.
All right. So, if you have called in the last 2 months and gotten on the air, we ask that you do wait until the end of that 2 months to call us again, because we have lots of folks calling, and we love you, but we can't have you on every week. Also, during the show, we are going to give away a very nice Trivia Friday T-shirt that I'm not on, but that's okay. There's no bitterness here.
You're not on what?
The T-shirt.
Oh, the T-shirt. The caricatures.
That,
by
right.
the way, you have to be watching on Facebook
to see the T-shirt
or YouTube. Just type in Facebook. Go to Facebook or YouTube. Type in Today's Issues, and you can see the T-shirt that Brother Jim is talking about.
Yep, it has the caricatures of Ed, Tim, and JJ.
Right,
very nicely done.
I think so.
And so you can get one of those when you answer the mystery question. And upon answering the mystery question correctly, you'll hear Tim's beloved cowbell.
That's the beloved cowbell, which, as a Mississippi State football fan, I don't think I'm going to hear this fall.
Huh? A lot
well,
of things
at least
up
not
in, the,
in
air.
The stadium, huh?
I have to ring it in my house.
That's right.
A lot of things up in the air except the TD pass.
Yeah.
Oh, that's harsh. Another,
but you're just pun-ridden this morning.
Yeah, I can't turn it off. Hey, look, not only a T-shirt.
That's right.
A very special day today thanks to a generous AFR listener.
Darren Hill.
One of these original 9 questions is the mystery question. Mm-hmm. You don't know which one it is, but when you answer correctly, you'll hear that cowbell, you'll win a T-shirt, and
we have a very nice handmade pin, and it has the AFA laser tagged in there, I guess. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not an artisan.
It's carved
in the
wood.
I think laser tag is a game, Jim.
Is it? All right. Well, anyway, if he carved that, he did a really good job.
Right.
I'm going to say that was laser carved.
It was carved with a laser.
Yeah.
But those are really nice.
They are. They're handmade.
He's a listener there in the
Bryan, Texas.
And he makes
the pen. Some of them are wood. Some of them are made out of antlers.
So we thank who do we thank for that?
Darren Hill.
Yeah, that was really nice. Though I've got one of those pins from that fellow, and they are really well done.
All right, okay. That's the ground rules.
Is that it?
Yes,
is
sir.
All we got?
The number is 888-589-8840. I apologize for stealing your thunder, but you had heretofore not given the number out.
That's okay. Steal my thunder one more time,
888-589-8840.
That's the number to call to be on the air with us to answer our trivia questions and or ask a trivia question or answer one of my riddles. Again, I'll give it slowly for you folks listening in the South. Here's the fun. What is the old saying? If you are one, you can.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
You can make fun of your own. All right. Here's the phone number: 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 to be on the air with us to ask, answer, or both. And let's see. I guess that's everything.
Just so time.
Jim, go.
All right. Speaking of special listeners, we have a young lady named Jennifer over in Lafayette, Louisiana, and she will take and she just listens all the time. She listens to Trivia Friday, today's right. issues, exploring the word. So I just wanted to say hi.
Good now, woman.
Yeah, she is. She, in fact, she mentions us down there and tells her friends about us. All right, so here are my three questions. Here you go. Starting out. How many inches is the average length in the typical human esophagus? How long is your esophagus, Tim?
Well, Jim, that you threw me there.
Okay.
I'll have to think about
that. All right, you think about that. I'll come back to you.
Thinking about it a long time.
Well, here's one you might.
Get it?
A long time.
Here's one you might know. Just right off the top of my head. Go ahead.
Here's one you might know.
Okay.
Which former U.S. president was elected to the Golf Hall of Fame in 2011?
Okay.
All right. And then here's one that should be pretty easy. Which U.S. state's two-letter abbreviation is first alphabetically? Which U.S. state, you know how you have the two-letter, like Mississippi is MS, Michigan is MI, Maryland is MD? So, What's the first state alphabetically by their two-letter designation? Tim's pondering that one as well.
That's
Mr.
Good.
Jasper.
And I've got, if we
I know
get,
the answer to that one.
If we get bored at some point, I got an esophagus story I can share. Here are my three questions. First question from the Old Testament. Who in the Bible wrestled with God and had his hip dislocated? Who in the Bible wrestled with God and had his hip dislocated?
Better be glad that's all that happened.
Right.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
You're at a big disadvantage right there.
Good thing the Lord didn't do a pile driver on him.
That's right. He already had the home team advantage. God did. Second question. This is a little bit more difficult, but I want to give a little bit of background on this. You probably use an octothorpe every single week. You may use it every day. What is an octothorpe?
An octothorpe.
What is an octothorpe?
An octothorpe.
Is it near the esophagus?
O-C-T-O-T-H-O-R-P-E. You use it every single week.
Really?
Yeah, an octothorpe. What is it?
Hmm.
Here's my third question. True or false? A lion's roar can be heard 5 miles away. Is that true or false? A lion's roar can be heard 5 miles away. True or false?
All right, here are my three riddles. Number one, you can see me in water, but I never get wet. What am I?
Ooh.
Number two, what has 13 hearts but no other organs? You got
good,
it?
Good riddle.
That's riddle number two.
I'm there.
Do I need to repeat it?
I've got the first
one.
Okay. I'm working on the second one.
Okay. Number three. I have two legs, but they only touch the ground while I'm at rest. What am I? You got the three riddles
there?
Yeah,
I don't have not even a guess on any of
okay.
the three.
So
good riddles.
We got the riddles?
We
everybody?
Do.
Yeah, I hope our listeners got the riddles there.
Birthday Dave's already texting in with the answers.
Oh, is that so. Okay? Well, try to get the riddles are tricky. No pun intended there, because you try to get them whether or not too difficult. You can't give a paragraph riddle here on the radio. People, you lose people.
You must have been listening the morning I was sitting in for you.
Did you give a paragraph riddle?
Not quite, but I evidently did a horrible job because I tried to get some riddles in your honor, you know, to carry on your
work. Did none of them get answered?
None of them got answered. Yeah. It was a bad day in Stanleyville.
When you have two commas in your riddle, then you probably don't need to use it on the radio.
Too far?
That's the rule.
I'm going to have to say, William Faulkner says it's okay to just go on and on and on with your riddle. He says there's nothing wrong with that. A run-on riddle.
There's some Bible writers who didn't believe in
a period.
In periods either. Have you ever noticed that one? All right, biblical writers, I should say. All right, Jim, let's get started.
We'll do it. We're going to talk to Phyllis this morning, calling in from Virginia. Phyllis, good morning, and welcome to Trivia Friday. I'm sorry, I had to extend that because I was having trouble making the connection. Hey, Phyllis.
Good morning, esteemed professors. How are y'all?
We're doing well, Phyllis. Are you doing okay?
I am doing terrific.
And we do appreciate the adjective. Esteemed, right?
Esteemed,
yes.
It is an adjective, right?
Well, I mean, it's Mississippi and it's hot. We're all steamed.
Well, duly noted.
Thank you for your honesty, Phyllis. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both, but first I just want to share a little something. I listen to Trivia Friday all the time. I mean, I listen to Today's Issues all the time, but I always listen to Trivia Friday. And I share the questions with my coworker, and he mostly the riddles. And so we have fun kind of going back and forth, seeing if we can get the riddles before they're answered. So it's been a fun little game we play. We were sitting next to each other when we were in the office. Now we do it through our little Skype messenger.
Well, that's fun. Thank you for sharing that.
Does the boss know, Phyllis?
But she wouldn't care.
Are you having work remotely now because of COVID?
Yes, but I'm not sure having is the operative word there.
Right.
No, right. Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Phyllis, go ahead.
Get to be home with my dogs and don't have the commute, save the gas, all that.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
And you got air conditioning.
Yeah. Hey, which one of these questions you want to answer?
Well, I know the answer to a couple of them. I think I'm going to go with who in the Bible wrestled with God and had his hip dislocated.
Here it is. It's from the Old Testament. Who in the Bible wrestled with God and had his hip dislocated?
That would be Jacob, and I think it was at that point.
Wow. Whoa. Look at there.
Wow.
Right off the bat.
Right out of the chute, Phyllis. You are a very first caller. You got the mystery question. Do you know what that cowbell means?
Absolutely nothing.
I'm so excited.
Yes, you have.
One
now,
not just a T-shirt. You want a pen,
right?
A handcrafted pen, a wooden pen to go along with that.
We're holding up the Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt, which will prove you've been to school.
That's right,
Phyllis.
That's awesome.
Hey, so we got two different sizes, and so if folks want to order their own T-shirt, are they $15? Is that what they are?
$15 plus shipping
and
handling.
That's right. Includes shipping, a great deal.
Includes or plus?
Plus.
Oh, plus shipping.
Plus
okay.
Shipping. Yeah.
Well, so go to afastore.net if you want to buy your own Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt, afastore.net. Phyllis, but you've won yours, and so we'll get that in the mail to you. Did you have a question for us?
And Phyllis, you'll want to stay on the line because we need to get your shirt size and get your mailing information. Congratulations. What's your question for us?
Thank you so much. because we recently celebrated July 4th, I have several questions, but I'm choosing this one. Where were the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights stored during World War II?
I heard this just recently.
All right, during World War II.
Where were they stored?
Was Cheyenne Mountain, was the military base there during that time?
I don't know the answer.
I remember. I think it was Fort Knox.
Fort Knox?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that may be it. Or maybe a... Go ahead, Phyllis.
I was going to say, is that your final answer?
Well, I'm thinking that, or maybe it was a bunker in Kansas.
I know. No. It was Lookout Mountain.
Yeah, I heard it just recently. I'm going to go with Fort Knox.
I don't know. And Tim says Lookout Mountain.
Ding, ding, ding. JJ is the winner.
Fort Knox. JJ, where'd he come through for the team?
Well, I just heard that with all of the things swirling around being patriotic and history about our country. So, Phyllis,
that would have been FDR moved those, I guess FDR, he was the president, but I mean, I don't know who's authorizes that. I would assume it'd be the president. Moved those documents. Wow, can you imagine that transport?
Wow.
What are we doing today, Bill? Well, we're supposed to go over to the National Archives and pick up the Constitution, the real thing. Yeah, thanks, Phyllis.
Yes,
have
thank
a good one.
You.
Have a good weekend. Oh, stay on the line because we've got to get your name and address for shipping, okay?
And, you know, to your point, Tim, a highly secretive mission like that, you know, because you know you're going to have some, you know, let the state troopers know, look, there's a convoy coming. When we go to this state and cross this state line, hand the baton over to the other. Can't really tell you what's going on, but we got a convoy and we've got clearance to go from here all the way to Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Hmm.
And our code name is, you know, I mean, I bet you there were a whole lot of people. I would have liked to have known what was the name of the mission and, you know, all that kind of thing. That would have been
Burt Reynolds and Jerry Lee were the ones that were in the,
and the
were in the convoy.
Yeah.
They were making that run.
Yeah, they got some truckers. They enlisted some truckers to help with that, good buddy.
Breaker 19.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Mary calling from Kansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing well, Mary. Thanks for calling. Where are you listening in Kansas?
90.3 out of Topeka, Kansas.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
And I waited 10 weeks. I waited past 8 weeks. I wanted to be good.
Good.
Yes, thank you.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
This is a very popular show on Fridays, and we have a lot of people who want to get through.
I dare say it's our most popular program of the week.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary, we've been in Topeka for a long, long time, almost immediately after we went on the air the summer of 1991. So we're glad we're there. Hey, ask, answer, or do both, dear.
Well, I'm going to try a question, then I just want to make a comment because I was listening to you guys and I forgot my question. I don't want to ask.
Okay.
Hey, that's happened to all of us, I think, Mary.
It happens when we walk into the kitchen.
That's why we write ours down.
Why did we walk in here? What were we coming in here for?
let me retrace my steps. See if I can remember what I...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I really don't know anything really good, but let me just guess at one of the riddles of yours, Tim, about the arts.
Let me repeat it, and you can answer it there, Mary. The riddle is this. What has 13 hearts but no other organs?
Well, does it have to do with a card game or deck of cards?
There you go.
Nicely done.
The correct answer is, as Mary says, a deck of playing cards. Did you?
Yeah. Did know something.
There you go.
Good.
Well,
good.
What has 13 hearts but no other organs? A deck of playing cards.
Good.
Did you know that, JJ?
Good. No, but now it's all making sense.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's good.
Hey,
has
Mary.
Has 13 shovels, too. Spades, 13 shovels.
Spade.
Deck of cards.
A spade is a kind of shovel.
Okay. Well,
when you're out there.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tim. When you go to plant that bush.
No, when you're out there planting that effervescent bush. Hey, Mary, did you remember to question for us, or do you just want to make a comment?
I just want to make a comment that is every time that I call anybody, I mention American Family Radio and One News Now, and I even spell it, NOW.com, and that's to the prayer line, senators, anybody, because without you guys keeping the word of Jesus going and the news that the conservative Christians need to know, a lot more people will be lost. But one thing you can answer, what do they have to do, though, after all that information to learn from it? I mean, what I'm trying to say is, what else do they have to do to get to heaven?
Oh, none of that's going to get them to heaven.
Yeah.
They're going to have to rely on Jesus to get to heaven.
That's right. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. You got it right. That's what I want to say. You put the information out there, but we got to know Jesus. But I just want to thank you guys. Without you, a lot more people would be lost. God bless. Yeah.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Mary. Have a good day.
Some kind words, and we wouldn't exist without Mary and the others, without their love, prayers, and support for AFA and AFR.
All right. We'll take one more before the break.
Brad calling from Kansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Been a long time, but been at least 8 months.
Hey, Brad. Right. Answer, or do both.
Thanks,
sir,
for calling.
I have to apologize first for yelling at you guys when I was on hold. I was on a Bluetooth headset, and the battery's about dead, and I didn't know if it was going to drop the call, but it didn't, so here I am.
Good.
So I was like, hurry up, get on with it.
Oh, you had developed an attitude.
Because you guys are endowed with the gift of gab.
All right. Brad, are you there? You know, he said his Bluetooth was going out.
You know
You're
what?
There's
a little irony there. His Bluetooth was going out, but he used his time that he had to fuss at us.
That's right.
Hey, listen, I feel bad for Brad. Brad, lesson learned, brother. Okay. This is a life lesson right here. And no, I'm kidding. Hey, Brad, how do we get Brad back on?
All right. I would say just wait till he gets older when he's out there on the porch on yelling, the road.
Get off my lawn. I tell you what, here's the number to call.
Can Brad send an email?
Yes, sir.
Retrieve it and get his phone number?
Sure can. Comments@AFR.net. Comments@AFR.net. I have my phone with me, my little tether, and I will be checking that email.
Here's how this works, Brad. You go to comments@AFR.net, send us an email, give us your phone number, we'll call you right back, because that wasn't fair what Brad went through. I tell you what, let's take our break right now, and then we'll come back and we'll go to Nelson in Texas, Austin in Arkansas, Larry in Alabama, and you too can be on the program. Trivia Friday. By calling 888-589-8840. We shall be back in just a minute.
Sounds good.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@AFR.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Wondering how you'll finish your degree now? At Liberty University, we want to help. So when you transfer into one of our more than 100 undergraduate online programs this fall, you could earn up to $3,600 in transfer student scholarships, or more if you live in Virginia. That means you could pay less than $900 per course and transfer in up to 75% of your degree. That's up to 90 credits. Save time and money at a school that's been helping students like you for over 30 years. Learn more by texting DEGREE to 49595. That's DEGREE to 49595.
The Asheville City Council in North Carolina has approved a plan to provide reparations to black citizens. City leaders say it's the only way to deal with the state's ties to slavery. So how exactly is this going to work? Will white citizens have to write a check? Will City Hall take credit cards, maybe monthly payment plan? City leaders say the process will not involve direct payments to black citizens. Instead, they plan on earmarking tax money to help minority communities buy homes, start careers, and start businesses. Now, that's a noble cause. But what about Asian American citizens or Hispanic citizens? And what about poor white families who may not have the same opportunities as the wealthy? The Asheville City Council, in effect, said no other lives matter in their community. That's not only un-American, that goes against the teachings of the Holy Bible. Be sure to listen to my national radio show, noon to 3 Eastern. And if you miss the show, you can download the podcast on ToddStearns.com.
That was back in the day, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, it was.
Saturday mornings.
Let me tell you what, Fred Flintstone and I could have been friends. You know, he gets that brontosaurus burger. Man, I'm all in. I'm just saying, he and I could hang out.
The brontosaurus
burger. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've driven vehicles before that would be better off if you just put your feet down. Yeah, you had to pump the brakes back in the day when I first started driving.
Master cylinder going out?
No, just the way they were. First time you pushed your brakes, you knew that wasn't going to be effective. You had to pump the brakes. It was the second or third time that it gave you some stopping power. Anybody remember that?
I do.
Pop the clutch. Does that mean anything to anybody listening?
Pop the clutch, yeah.
Somebody asked me, I'm a pilot. Somebody asked me about, hey, is it hard to learn how to fly? I said, not really. I said, you just taxi out onto the runway, and I said, you give it some gas and pop the clutch, and then you just
go.
Yeah, and just the thought of having a clutch in an airplane was funny to me. You know, I just made that part up.
Let me ask you something. I know you pilots, you have to go out and measure the fuel and everything in your tanks.
Correct.
So do you not have a gas gauge inside?
You do.
You do.
But you don't trust the gas gauge.
But you don't trust it, so you land on the highway.
That's right. See? You're going somewhere on that. Yes, sir. No, you.
Sorry,
have,
Tim.
You want to have backups for everything.
That's right.
Because if the big old rubber band ever breaks, you know, when you're out flying, you're in trouble.
All right. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Tim with Jim and JJ. We thank you for listening to AFR. If you'd like to watch the show, go to Facebook. Just type in Today's Issues.
Now, we aren't able to stream YouTube right now. We're having some trouble there, so you do want to go to Facebook.
Okay.
All right.
But normally we're on YouTube as well.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's repeat our questions, fellas, then back to the phones we shall go here on Trivia Friday.
All right. How many inches is the typical human's esophagus? How long is that dude? And then which former president was elected to the Golf Hall of Fame in 2011? And then lastly, which U.S. state's two-letter abbreviation is first alphabetically?
Here's what I've got. First question, you probably use an octothorpe every week, maybe every single day. Here's my question. What is an octothorpe? O-C-T-O-T-H-O-R-P-E. It goes by another name, but this is the official name.
The official name.
Yeah. What is an octothorpe? Second question, true or false? A lion's roar can be heard 5 miles away.
Mm.
Is that true or false? And then I'll add a question.
I'll tell you what.
I know when I hit my thumb with a hammer.
You can be heard 5 miles away.
I know. Lions, no competition.
That's good, Tim.
Only a lion doesn't use bad words.
Yeah, you try to keep it from having to be repented for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
so do you have enough self-control?
Out of the abundance of out of the abundance of the thumb, the mouth speaks. All right, did you get your
No, here's my third question. Add one. Who was the first African American to be appointed as a U.S. Supreme Court justice? Who was the very first African American to be appointed as a U.S. Supreme Court justice?
All right, here are my I got two riddles, and then I'll add a third one because one's been answered. Number one, you can see me in the water, but I never get wet. What am I? Number two, I have two legs, but they only touch the ground while I'm at rest. What am I? And number three, this has a tongue, but never talks. It has no legs, but often walks. What is it?
I think I know what that one
you
is.
You need to repeat
what
that
is
one.
All right. It has a tongue.
Okay.
But never talks.
All right.
Has no legs, but often walks.
Okay.
What am I?
I got you.
You got me?
I got
you. Is that three?
Good.
Is that three?
Yes.
I think that's three. Let's go to the phone, Jim.
All right, so we're going to talk to Nelson calling from Texas. Nelson, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Well. Nelson, is it as hot in Texas as it is the rest of the country?
No. Yeah, we tend to do things bigger and better here.
Oh, wow. So it's hot. It's
there
hotter,
you go.
Hotter in Texas than anywhere around.
That's
there
a,
you go.
That's a country song right there.
Hey, Nelson, ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to answer and ask also.
Which one you want to answer?
The esophagus question.
All right, sir. In the average human, how long is their esophagus?
It's about 10 inches.
It is about 10 inches.
Nicely done.
Also known as your gullet.
Yep. Now, where does the esophagus runs from your...
Runs from your throat to your tummy, but the food doesn't just fall through. There's some muscles in there, and it kind of...
Got some,
as
got
I
some
read
rings.
It,
got some rings there working.
And it propels the food into your tummy. And so mine
propels.
Hadn't... Propels? Propels, yes.
Wow.
It just got,
sure does.
You see
so here's the story.
Uh-oh, here
I'm
we go.
I'm over at my friend Tony Dunn's house, and I'm eating supper with him and his wife. And afterwards, he has a bowl of these suckers you get. You know, like we call them dum-dum suckers.
Right.
And the first thing I always like to do is bend that little stick back and forth and break the stick off and just suck on it like a sucker. I mean, like a, you know.
Candy.
Yeah. So I'm bending that stick back and forth, then I just pull on it real hard, and it shoots that dude back in my throat and gets stuck in my esophagus. Well, I can almost feel those rings squeezing on it to try to get it to go down. It's not going down or coming up, but I'm telling you, I almost felt those rings working because it felt like I had a
How
basketball.
How did you not choke?
Well, I was choking, and so I had it felt like I had a basketball in my throat. Thankfully, my friend Tony ran around and started beating on my back with his fist, and he got it unlodged, or I swallowed it or something.
Yeah.
I don't
was
remember.
Was that the country equivalent of the Heimlich maneuver?
That's what it is, yes. That's exactly
that was
it.
Before it was invented. That's
it's
right.
It's a redneck Heimlich maneuver?
We don't know anything about Heimlich, but we know to beat on your back.
So, there's my esophagus story. And but anyway, hey, Nelson, what's your question for us?
Okay. I'm from the Caribbean, by the way. So,
oh, what part?
Great to have you, Mon.
What part?
Yeah.
Nelson?
Anyway, I'm from Puerto Rico.
Gotcha.
From Puerto Rico.
I think that's Jamaica, JJ.
Yeah. Okay. So, this is the question. Do bananas grow on trees or on plants?
Bananas do not grow on trees. Bananas actually.
Hold on just a minute, fellas. Before you answer.
All right.
I've seen enough Gilligan's Island.
Right.
To know.
Right.
That bananas grow on trees.
They do not. There are actually, technically, there are an herb and they grow on plants and not on trees.
Hollywood, they lie. They lie constantly.
I think it's fake news.
I'm speaking for the team because I'm confident about
JJ's gone bananas here.
Yeah, bananas do not grow on trees. It's one of those technical things.
All right, Nelson's from Puerto Rico. He saw them growing up.
Yeah, he's going to tell us.
Well, I planted a lot of thousands of them. Anyway, yeah, JJ's correct.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, JJ.
You know how long he's going to hold that over us?
Hey, look, some things you just know.
It actually looks like a tree, and it can reach up to 10, 12 feet tall. But if you have strong enough hands, you can actually push your hand through from one side all the way to the other.
Oh, they're that soft.
It's like a honeycomb layer type of plant.
It's a plant, yeah.
Go ahead, say that again, Jay.
Yeah,
we missed
it. It's a plant, not a tree.
Coconut is a tree.
Coconut is a tree.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Nelson, hasta luego. Thank you for calling. God bless you. Thanks for listening to AFR.
All right. We're going to.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nelson. Sorry about that. We're going to talk to Larry calling from Alabama. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, guys. Good to see y'all again.
Thank you, Larry. Where are you calling from in Alabama?
I'm your next-door neighbor up here in northwest Alabama, Florence, Tuscumbia, Sheffield, Muscle Shoals.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Quad Cities, home of Helen Keller.
Yep.
Among other things.
Yep. Well, Larry, thanks for calling, brother. Ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
Okay, which one you want to take a shot at here?
I want to do your water riddle.
Okay, here's my water riddle that Larry's going to answer. You can see me in water, but I never get wet. What am I?
Your reflection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
There you go.
Yes,
Larry.
Your reflection. That's right.
I never saw that coming.
Larry, you never saw that. I like that. Yeah, so, folks, you want to use a good riddle this weekend on your friends and family? You just ask them, you can see me in water, but I never get wet. What am I? And as Larry says, reflection.
Good job.
Yeah, way to go. Larry, you have a question for us?
What is another name for the North Star? Is it A, Alpha Centauri, B, Polaris, C, Sirius?
B.
Hold on a second, fellas.
It's Polaris.
B.
No way it's esophagus, right?
No, it's not esophagus.
Not esophagus.
Okay.
No, sir.
Huh?
No.
Because that
would be too much coincidence.
That is a star somewhere up there.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those, not a star, but what do you call it? The collection of
like
stars.
The Big Dipper and Little Dipper.
Yeah, that's right. You
Milky
got
Way?
The Little Dipper.
The Milky Way goes through the esophagus.
Right.
Duly noted.
Hey, Larry, it's the Polaris. We're 100% certain we don't even need a lifeline.
You got it.
Where'd you go?
Right.
Now, what is Sirius?
It's when you're not being funny. It's the opposite of that.
I was going to go with radio. But
So how'd you do in science class, JJ?
Hey, the teacher didn't find it amusing.
Hey, Larry, I love your area over there in the Quad Cities. And this is going to date me, but way back in 1983, I was a journeyman bricklayer and was actually working over there. And working there in Sheffield, going to church in Florence. I worked there for a summer and loved the area and have wonderful, fond memories of Quad Cities there in Alabama.
It's a good place to raise your kids and a good place to live your life.
Amen. Got a beautiful river running through there.
Got a couple nice, really nice golf courses, too.
Well, and
the shoals.
And back in the 70s, I was not, over there then, but some incredible music, legendary music recording studios.
Yeah. Hey, Larry, take care, my friend. Appreciate you calling.
All right, God bless.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, people would record in New York City. California, or Muscle Shoals.
Yeah,
they have the swamp. They have the Swampers, which was
all right.
That was their the players who They were
studio musicians.
Studio musicians. I need to give a new question because I think all mine have been answered. Y'all don't have to, but
okay.
Let's see. The water, the organs. Okay, here we go. here are my riddles. I have two legs, but they only touch the ground while I'm at rest.
Right.
What am I? Number two, this has a tongue but never talks, has no legs but often walks. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Number three, a new one. I am rarely touched but often held, and if you are smart, you'll use me well. What am I?
Sound like a husband. I've been married about 20 years.
Hey, JJ, did y'all get that question?
No, you better say that one again.
I am rarely touched but often held, and if you are smart, you'll use me well. What am I?
JJ, not resetting the questions, but you doing the voice made me think about where are you traveling to in the near future, and where would you like to travel to?
Thank you for asking. I just booked a flight to Kansas to make sure they were still on for, I believe, October the 1st.
Oh, nice.
And
JJ does stand-up comedy and inspirational talks.
And ministry.
And ministry. He travels around the country. So if you want to find out more about his possibility of having him come to your community for an event, he'll come for just gas money.
food.
Said nobody.
No, that's right.
Gas money and buy him a Burger King or something, you know.
I'm the guy you see with the cardboard sign. We'll work
he's good to go
food.
To be away from his family for 2 days right. Just yes. To help you out. Go to JJ.
JJJasper.com. Please. I was in this.
Please note the boss gave you a discount, not
that's,
me.
That's right. This spring, I was supposed to be in Texas, Illinois, North Carolina, Arkansas. They all got either postponed or canceled, but thankfully going to be in a they're open. They know they're on for, it's October the 27th. That's when it is. And it's in Kansas, near Wichita, Kansas. And then Montana, there's a Montana. Both of these are pregnancy center
right.
banquets, which I do a lot of those. And then some others throughout the fall. But that's the next.
JJJasper.com.
There you go.
JJJasper.com. Thank you for asking about that.
All right, back to the phone.
Austin from Arkansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Austin, did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to answer.
All right, sir. Which one?
I want to answer the one about the lion.
Okay, Austin, here is a true or false question. Here's the question. A lion's roar can be heard 5 miles away. Is that true or false?
That is true.
Austin, it's 100% true.
All right. What? We were ready to clap, but you have us hanging on when you do
a
that.
A lion's roar is 114 decibels. It can be heard 5 miles away. It's the loudest of all of the animals' roars. And, boy, this makes me think of things like this. From Revelation 5, verse 5, chapter 5, verse 5, "And one of the elders said to me, 'Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah,'" "the root of David,
preacher,
"has
brother.
Conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." And there are dozens of verses in the Bible about the lion. And I'm so thankful that he's the Lion of Judah. I heard a person one time, they said they'd been to the zoo and they've done what everybody's done. And you've heard the caged up lion, you know, make a few little noises. But this friend said when they were on the mission field and they heard this sound that sounded like a rolling thunder and made the hair stand up, they said, "What in the world was that?" "Oh, that was a lion." And they said, when you actually hear a lion in the wild, and maybe it's only a half mile or a mile away, you say, how big is God that he can make something to be able to be heard 5 miles away, guys?
Yeah, you would have to have complete silence, but still.
That's right, you know, right. Yeah, but maybe still, across the plains
but
there.
But the power of the sound can travel 5 miles.
Yes, that's,
hey,
man.
So, yeah, Austin, so you got it right, and I just...
you have a question for us, Austin?
I do not.
Okay, brother. Okay. Well, way to go. Have Thanks a good for
weekend.
Calling.
Have a good weekend.
Did we ever get our brother from Kansas back? That
no, sir. He is. I'm going to check again.
He got cut off by his Bluetooth.
He did. Absolutely. Let's talk to Jacob in the meantime, calling from Oklahoma. Jacob, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi there. How are you guys?
Thank you, Jacob, for calling. Where do you live in Oklahoma?
I'm northeast Oklahoma in the Tulsa area.
Okay.
Good area.
Wonderful.
Bible Belt.
Bartlesville area.
That's right.
Okay. I got you.
That's right. We're actually wishing there's not a radio station that gets in range in Tulsa that we can hear you over the, I guess, the radio.
Yeah.
Really, but we can catch you in other ways.
On the app.
Of course.
On the AFR app, yeah, that's opened up a whole new world for us, AFR app. Yeah. I mean, it really has.
Right.
Yeah. We got some people probably listening on the app almost as we do on our radio stations now. Just, but, Jacob, cool. You have a you have a question or an answer or both?
We wanted to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Let's go with so there was a question about something that has two legs.
All right, I'll repeat the question for you, Jacob, and then you can answer it.
Okay.
I have two legs, but they only touch the ground while I'm at rest. What am I, Jacob?
Okay, so when I used to golf when I was younger, you know, you have your golf bag and you take the self-caddy deal and you pull it around on the golf course. And I think that has... I don't know if it has like one wheel or two wheels, but I think it's got two legs. That's the best that I can think of. The thing that you put your golf bag on.
I'm not
reached way back for that one.
Yeah,
I'm not big on that. I'm usually a golf cart guy.
Okay.
You know, because I want to save my energy for my golf game. You know.
Yeah.
That's not a bad answer.
Yeah, but that's not a bad answer. That's not what I'm looking for, though.
Good try, though.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, what was your handicap, Jacob? I'm just curious.
Oh, I don't actually know. I've never actually known the answer or what handicap means in golf. But I always
it can mean two different things. It can mean two different things. I'll tell you that right now.
excuse me.
Huh?
No, I was just.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm asking you, what did you typically score?
Okay. I typically was probably like 15 to 20 strokes over par, I think, most of the time.
All right, you and I could play together then.
I was going to say.
You and I could hang out and compete.
I usually shoot about a 90 or 95.
Do you?
Yeah, and then I have to play the back nine.
That's the first time that joke's been used, Jim.
I know, right? But it made you laugh. So.
It did. I laughed.
Hey, Jacob, what's your question for us?
Okay. We wanted to see. My wife is a piano teacher, and so she has a lot of students that she talks with. And I was trying to come up with a good question, and I think this is difficult. Hopefully, maybe we'll see if it's a stumper. I guess. But how many keys are on a grand piano? And there's some choices. You could say 66, 88, 111. Those are the three choices.
I believe. Right. Because, see, I was thinking 122, so I'm going to go 111.
122 keys on a piano?
You're kidding. I thought it was the same amount as anything.
Oh, wait, there's only only one key.
If you told people that before they ever started playing, then nobody would ever try it.
Wait a minute. Is this a trick question?
Keys. All right, you said 66, 88, or what?
111.
Or 111.
On a grand piano.
On a grand. That's right.
Wow. You know, I've never stopped to count.
Let's go for more keys, like Jim said, more keys since it's bigger.
That's
all right.
Right.
Go.
Maybe they just have an extra set of octaves or whatever.
Right.
Okay, so 111's final answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So apparently that is in the ding ding ding. It's not right.
Oh, well, no, that's an ant. Ding 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 means you're right.
Sorry.
What's the correct answer, Jacob?
You know, you're getting too much pleasure out of this, Jacob. Just stumping us there.
Yeah, I could join you.
Yeah, you're laughing at us.
There are 88 keys.
88.
Yeah. I knew 111 just sounds crazy. I
mean, apparently, it's on also available on a standard piano, but we went ahead and said grand to kind of throw things
somebody
off.
Somebody told me you can either play an instrument with 88 or keys.
Three valves.
Or four strings.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
And I went four strings. But even then, it didn't work out for me.
Right. You know, That's good.
Cello.
Or hold two drums.
Cello only has four?
In your hand.
Cello, yeah. If we had four strings on that cello. Huh. I played it for 2 years.
Jacob, thanks for your call, brother.
Junior high teacher asked me if I'd quit. He said, I might need to try basketball. he wasn't too subtle about it either. said I had no future in this endeavor.
Miss Ruth calling from Tupelo, Mississippi. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, my brothers and family.
thank you, Ruth, for calling.
Hi there.
Amen.
How are y'all?
Well, we're doing great. We thank you for participating.
Yeah.
You want to ask, answer? Go ahead, Ruth. What were we going to say?
Well, I just wanted to just say that all glory and love to our holy, most glorious Lord God for first loving us. And I love all y'all to pieces. Y'all know that. I've been with the family now for so many years, I can't even count. And to my brother and sister, JJ and Mel, our hearts are with you always, but especially today.
Oh,
I want you to know that.
Thank you. Today is the 11th anniversary of our son Cooper, his home going. And so I hadn't said much. Was going to wait to the end of the program today because this is such a lighthearted show, but talked about that this morning on the air and put some things over on Facebook. Thank you for that, Ruth. This is always an emotional day for our family. Hey, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
Well, someone answered the one about Jacob and Miss Mary got my Tim's question about the the heart. Brother Tim, Jim's question about the state that's the first.
Yes, ma'am. Which U.S. state's two-letter abbreviation is first alphabetically?
Would it be Alaska?
It would be Alaska.
Wow. So you had Alaska, Alabama, and Arizona to choose from.
And don't forget Arkansas.
And Arkansas.
Yeah, the Razorbacks are upset with you now.
You know, there's a lot of...
AK.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's your question for us?
First, I want to share with y'all that when I get paid right at the beginning of the month, I want to give $20 so someone can have a Trivia Friday t-shirt if y'all get this question that I'm fixing to ask.
Okay.
And it is. And it's, y'all will know it betwixt the three of you. But, first off, what chapter, what book, what Bible book and chapter are the name the seven pieces of the armor of God?
That's going to be in Ephesians.
Ephesians 6?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians
That's
6.
That's part of it.
And what was the second part? The music's playing.
6:12.
Just not. Name the seven pieces of the armor of God that we're supposed to put on.
Oh, quickly, you got the helmet, the breastplate, the belt, the shoes, the shield. That's five. And how many
swords?
Sword, six.
Esophagus.
Esophagus. That's right.
Is that not one of them?
Let's see.
The shoes of gospel of peace. Well, just tell us, Miss Ruth, we're not going
to
make it.
Every day.
You better tell us that we're out of time. What's the one we missed?
Oh, prayer. Anyway.
Thank you, Miss Ruth.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.